We are on the line with two amazing comedians. I'm so happy they're joining us. It's Joyelle Nicole Johnson and Aparna Nancherla.
Yay!
All the way from sunny Brooklyn, I believe.
Different parts of Brooklyn, yes.
Very sunny Brooklyn.
So you're both stand-up comics and performed a ton before this all happened. Are you doing any of these virtual shows?
I've been working on a book, so I've been weirdly, yeah, it's been strangely ideal book writing conditions.
I'm glad you're doing it, though, because I was thinking right. There's so many of us who have projects that they're like, if I only just get the time, I'm going to do it.
Right.
And there's many projects, even I have been like, I don't feel like doing that, which makes me think, it's never going to happen. Like,
yeah. Right, but at least you have a child as an excuse.
I know.
I don't.
Except for the pandemic and the sort of global emergency that's happening.
Right.
It's entirely possible that's causing some stress in our lives, whether we know it or not, you know?
Just
a
little
bit. I'm going to repeat this thing that someone said to me when I was complaining about the same thing. This person said to me, it's not an artist retreat. It's a pandemic. Okay. That's right. So let me ask you this, though. Within this world that we are in now, are you guys baking bread?
My boyfriend bakes bread. I got lucky. Oh. I found a bread maker.
Not to brag, but my boyfriend's a candlestick maker, so we're going to... That was a dad joke.
That was great.
So as we... Like, baking bread is definitely a thing that everyone's doing. Also, I feel like there's a lot of cutting of your own hair.
That feels the last straw for me. I haven't gotten there yet.
Yeah. I had braids, and I've since taken the braids out, so that was my hair cutting.
What did you do with all the braids?
You cut them out and take the weave and throw it in the trash.
Throw it in the trash.
Yes.
Okay, so in this game, you're going to be competing. We have a quiz for you. That's a multiple choice quiz about hair. Here we go. Joyelle.
Yes.
In the 1700s.
Of course. Yes.
In the 1700s, it was common for British men to wear powdered wigs, but that all changed when... Which one of the following happened? Was it A, there was a national wig shortage? Was it B, Napoleon mocked British wigs in a very passive-aggressive op-ed? Or was it C, Parliament began taxing wig powder?
I feel like Napoleon is very petty, so I'm just gonna hope that's the answer, that Napoleon did that, because that sounds like something a short man would do.
Yeah.
And I'm sure he did mock them, but what the real thing that was the tipping point was that the Parliament started taxing wig powder, and then all the men were like, we're not going to pay for this.
And then everyone was just walking around like Vin Diesel.
That's right.
Yeah. Oh, man. They couldn't handle a period tax. Good Lord.
I know. I was thinking, like, maybe we should tax, like, I don't know, those deep V neck shirts for men. Like, what else can I tax?
Yeah, let's tax Axe body spray.
I was just about to say that.
Yeah.
Axe body spray.
Yeah.
Wait, did you make up that Napoleon answer?
Yeah. I mean, I didn't personally, but you know what? You know what? This is my time to take credit for other people. I did.
Yeah, personally, yourself. All right, Aparna, here's one for you.
Yeah, all right.
According to the book Hair, A Human History, up to how much weight can a single strand of hair lift?
Whoa.
Is it A, 5 grams, or a nickel? B, a quarter pound, or a stick of butter? Or C, 1 ton, like the Liberty Bell?
I'm going to say the first one, because I want it to be a stick of butter, but maybe I just got weak hair. I don't think mine could.
You've tried it?
I just imagine it snapping off like a pencil.
Uh-huh. The answer is actually B, a stick of butter, quarter pound.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Wow.
Very strong fiber. According to the author of this book, a knot of hair consisting of 10,000 strands of hair can lift 1,500 pounds.
Oh my God.
I've seen the ladies hang by their hair. I've seen that before.
Yes, that's right.
I have a shower drain that is going to end up lifting some serious things.
Right. It's holding up your building at this point.
That's right. All right, Joyelle, in 1898, a New York inventor named Claude O. Rozelle invented a high-tech hair loss treatment. Okay, what was the invention? Was it A, a metal bowl attached to a vacuum hose? Was it B, B, Tabasco shampoo and conditioner?
What? Or hilarious.
C, self-styling robotic wigs?
Oh, I'm going to go with that Tabasco because I'm going with the hilarious answers. I just want to see a whole bunch of dudes squirting Tabasco hair and then get it in their eyes.
I know, right?
Because they didn't know not to put it. They had to go backwards, not forwards, and all of them messed their eyeballs up. That's my fantasy.
I love your fantasy. I love your fantasy. The answer was a metal bowl attached to a vacuum hose. Whoa. There's got to be sriracha shampoo out there. That seems like someone did that.
A jalapeno shampoo.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Chipotle mayonnaise shampoo. our
new line of shampoo conditioner.
Condiment shampoo.
Spicy.
Yeah.
Okay, Aparna.
Yeah.
For the past 3 years, the small Australian town Kurri-Kurri hosted a festival celebrating what divisive hairstyle? A, the beehive, B, the man bun, or C, the mullet?
I didn't know the beehive was divisive.
Right.
Everyone loves a beehive. Do not like it.
I mean, just the mention of it makes me want to fight, so I can't.
I feel like the man bun is the most divisive out of those. I'm going to go with the man bun.
That's a fine guess. It is certainly divisive, but it is actually the mullet.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's mullet fest. It's a day-long festival. It includes competitions by category of mullets, including junior mullets, vintage mullets, and extreme mullets, each one more horrifying than the last.
So let's see, what is the score? Is there a score?
I think we are not keeping score.
I think I'm leading for none right.
Let's not hang a number on it. Let's not look at the details about what happened. Let's not worry about that.